Ladies and gentlemen, the Chairman of the Board of Management of BMW AG, Dr. Norbert Reithofer. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to BMW. Welcome to Paris. We are delighted to be here in Paris to see you here at this press conference. Our French customers, ladies and gentlemen, are very conscious of the environment. When they buy a car, they look for product substance as well as for low fuel consumption and low emissions. And of course, they also look at the economic position of their car, the economy of their car, which is why more and more French drivers decide for sheer driving pleasure in a BMW, almost 50,000 last year alone. And this number is increasing. In the first 9 months of this year, of 2008, BMW has improved sales here in France by more than 11%. Our customers in France and all over the world know that BMW paves the way with efficient premium cars. They also know that no other manufacturer has reduced carbon emissions further and to a greater extent than the BMW Group. This has been confirmed by the environmental group Transport and Environment, a European NGO based on data published by the EU Commission. Climate protection is for the people, and the same is true for mobility. Mobility is also, individual mobility is essential for the people. We therefore focus on both of these aspects, the customer and the environment. And therefore, 23 BMW models already comply with the EU5 exhaust emission standard, and 40% of our European BMW fleet runs below the limit of 140 grams of CO2 per kilometer, among them 5 BMW 3 Series. Here, right next to me, right and left, you see the new BMW 3 Series sedan and the new BMW 3 Series Touring. Both of these models have been updated and upgraded. They are now even more attractive, more powerful, and more economical. Indeed, the new BMW 3 Series is best in class in its carbon emissions. It has the lowest carbon emissions in its class. And what's more, BMW enables you today to drive technology of tomorrow. The BMW 330d, with optional blue performance technology, already complies with the EU5 emission standard, scheduled to take effect in 2014. So we already offer that today in 2008. And now, another world first, the new BMW 3 Series offers unlimited access to the internet. I am convinced, ladies and gentlemen, that both of these models will add to the outstanding success of the 3 Series. Indeed, it is no coincidence that the 3 Series sedan is the best-selling premium car in the world. And now, I think we might let those two cars leave us, the two 3 Series, and move on. Ladies and gentlemen, we have, of course, brought three further world premieres to Paris for you today. Three new cars being presented for the first time to the public. And now my colleague, Klaus Dräger, will introduce the next car. Thank you. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the new BMW Concept X1. This car continues the tradition of our BMW X models, and at the same time, it is a unique new car with its own unique character in typical BMW style. In 1999, I should say back in 1999, we established the premium sports activity vehicle segment by introducing the BMW X5. In 2003, we expanded the X range, launching the BMW X3. The X6 then followed in 2008, in January of this year, when we presented the car to you in Detroit, the world's first sports activity coupe, and is also a great success. And so, in all, in 9 years, we have sold more than 1.3 million BMW X vehicles. Again, more than 1.3 million. Today, as the first manufacturer in the world, we're presenting an SAV, a sports activity vehicle, in the premium compact class. This vehicle, ladies and gentlemen, combines all the functionalities of our X models, of our sports activity vehicles, with the advantages of a compact car in a highly innovative and contemporary manner. What does this mean for the customer? It means that he gets the versatility of an SEV, the flexibility of a compact car, and at the same time, the dynamics of a BMW. And that means, ladies and gentlemen, that this car, the BMW Concept X1, meets the mobility requirements people have today in our spontaneous and modern lifestyle. Next year, you will be seeing the production car, the series model, and the series model, of course, will come with our highly efficient engines. But even more, the series model will be 100% BMW, a 100% efficient dynamics car right from the start, following our efficient dynamics strategy. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we also have two further new models that we're proud to present to you today. So look forward now to the next world premiere. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the new BMW 7 Series. But before I refer in greater detail to this car, let me say that the X1 is really great. And look at that sexy colour. What do you think? But about the 7 Series, no other saloon, no other sedan in the luxury segment combines driving dynamics and sheer driving pleasure with that much style, comfort and luxury. And I say this full of conviction, because I've covered many miles, many kilometres in the new 7 Series over the last few weeks, both as the driver and as a passenger on the rear seats. And whether you're driving the car or whether you're a passenger, you'll be thrilled. We're all thrilled by this car. The new 7 Series sets new standards, also, by the way, in terms of safety. One example is that at night we have an infrared camera detecting people on the street, for example, and warning the driver accordingly, long before you would see those people, you would see those pedestrians on the street. But most importantly, the new 7 Series is proof of the fact that luxury and efficiency are not a contradiction in terms, at least not at BMW. In other words, they come in a wonderful combination here. In the luxury performance segment, you will not find any other car anything like as efficient today as the BMW 7 Series. Take the 730D as an example, this car here. It consumes only 7.2 litres of diesel for 100 kilometres. Can you think of any large hybrid model today able to offer that kind of mileage? You see, a big car can also make a contribution, an important contribution, to climate protection. The 7 Series has been BMW's flagship, the flagship of the BMW brand, for over 30 years. It boosts our image, and at the same time, it is our spearhead, our leader in technology. The predecessor, by the way, the former 7 Series, was the most successful 7 Series of all times. Now, the new BMW 7 Series will be launched in Europe in November, also at the same time as the long wheelbase version. So both versions are coming at the same time. At BMW, ladies and gentlemen, we wish, we seek to offer our customers the most efficient vehicles in the premium segment today, and we do this, and at the same time we develop new concepts for the mobility of tomorrow. This also includes a BMW hybrid. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the world premiere of the BMW Concept 7 Series Active Hybrid. What you see here is the next step in our efficient dynamic strategy, a step which allows for sheer driving pleasure on even less fuel, with even better fuel economy. This car is a mild hybrid concept combining a highly efficient V8 petrol engine and electric drive. All of these features, therefore, in perfect harmony. The question, the main question is, what does this give the customer? What benefits? Well, first, this offers maximum efficiency in the luxury class combined with maximum dynamics in the hybrid segment. And second, we offer a 15% reduction in fuel consumption, another significant decrease in fuel consumption and emissions compared to combustion engine cars in the same category and in the EU test cycle, which is always our yardstick, our benchmark. So one thing is for sure. The new BMW 7 Series will also be available as a hybrid. Indeed, we're presenting the Series model, the Series hybrid model, as early as next year. And it will be joined, by the way, also by the BMW Concept X6 Active Hybrid. So in 2009, two models with BMW Active Hybrid technology will be ready for series production. The BMW 7 Series and the BMW X6, both with active hybrid technology. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I invite you to check out these new cars, these world premieres, these world debuts. Dr. Dräger and I will be very happy to take your questions. So if there's anything you'd like to know, any further points, just let us know. Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much.